Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. We are so excited to have you on the air with us tonight. So if you're holding on, please continue to hold for just a few more seconds. We are having a little switchboard difficulty, but I am here and I'm ready to go. And I hope that you all don't mind waiting. It's just going to be a couple more seconds. But before I do that, I want to tell you that tonight we have an awesome, awesome show. And I am excited to have Carla Cannon as my special guest. I'm going to bring Carla on in just a minute. And those that are holding, area code 313, area code 252, area code 404, area code 252, please continue to hold, and we're going to get you your questions in just a few seconds. Carla, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am wonderful as well. Thank you so much.
Great.
For having me.
Oh, it is so awesome to have you on the line. I was hoping that the weather wouldn't stop us from getting on the air tonight. A lot of times when we have winds like we're having in bad weather, we have difficulty out of New York. But we're on the air, and I'm excited to have you on Issues Concerning Women. So welcome, Carla. Thank you so very, very much. And we're going to do the whole broadcast since it took us a while to get going. And so we'll do our complete 30 minutes. But Carla, I just want you to know how honored I am to have you on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I'm honored as well. Thank you.
Well, you're so welcome. Well, we're just going to jump right in there and get started. And I know that our guests are excited to hear all the wonderful things you have to tell them. So I'm going to let you start out by telling us about your wonderful book that is now available. So just, and it's called The Power in Waiting. So I want to hear about that. And before you tell about the book, just tell a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what inspired you to write this awesome book.
Okay, awesome, Francine. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. My name is Carla Cannon. I am from Greenville, North Carolina. I currently reside in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I just bless the Lord. I'm just a woman that has been to a, you know, been to a very low place, and God brought me up out of what many would say I would never come out of. And so what inspired me to write the book and also inspired me to do other things that I currently do is my testimony, the fact that God delivered me. He delivered me from me. You know, not only did he snatch me out of Satan's grip, having identity issues and low self-esteem and just not really knowing who I was or that God could even use me, it just blesses me. So even my book, which is now, I bless the Lord, a bestseller on Amazon, and also available on paperback, The Power in Waiting, That whole book comes from my testimony. God delivered me from homosexuality, and the thing about that, I am not ashamed, Francine, of what the Lord has done. So many people, they go through so many different things, and they hold it. They don't want to let anybody know what the Lord has done, and I'm just a firm believer that what we go through is never about us. You know, how dare I go through this trial, or how dare I, you know, overcome in this area and not go back out and grab and reach for those people that are currently struggling, and where other people are saying, you know, that drug addiction and the spirit of homosexuality are the two strongest spirits to break, and most people don't break them. Well, here I am with this testimony, hands lifted and voice, you know, full of praise, saying, yes, God has delivered, and so you can be delivered too. And a lot of people, one misconception about my book is that it's about relationships. It is not. It's not about, you know, waiting on your husband or waiting on your wife. It is about learning the process, which is what lies in between the promise and manifestation. See, so many people, when God says he's going to do a thing, so many people want to jump right to the manifestation, but you have to remember that you got to hold fast to the promise. You know, and then you got to know that you have to endure the process, and we have to be tested, we have to be tried. And even with my situation of being delivered from homosexuality, I didn't get delivered overnight. So in that, I had to learn to wait on the Lord. Isaiah 40 and 31 is the premise of my book, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, they shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. You know, we shall not be weary, but we shall wait on God and know that he shall come through. So that's more so what my book is about. Just different. Everybody's dealing with something different. And don't get me wrong, chapter 4, Single But Not Alone, I dedicated that because I knew there was a need. So many women are anxious. You know, I wanted that Mr. Right, and so anxiousness will get you in trouble. So I'm very transparent in my book as it relates to my life. So you really, I tell people, when you really get to know Carla Cannon, but the thing about it is you'll also get to know you, and it'll help you understand where you may be and know that you can come out, but you have to be patient, for there's power in waiting.
Absolutely awesome. Well, that is a powerful testimony in itself. And as you walk in what God has ordained for you, I know that it has not been easy for you to make that transition. And I want to talk a little bit about what inspired you to write the book. I know we always talk about, you know, our lives are changing and, you know, we want to be transparent. But I know somebody may be listening on the line who has a book they want to write or have a story they want to tell, but they just don't know how to get started. So can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write this book, The Power in Waiting?
Right. To address the first part, if someone wants to start to write a book or to do something, my suggestion is always follow your passion. You know, I'm a natural encourager. That's, I mean, I didn't ask for it. That's not something I had to learn how to do. It's just natural. You know, I've been so low, and so I've seen what God can do. So I'm just a natural encourager. Like you, some people look at the cup half empty. You know, I look at it half full, you know. And so, so my thing is, what inspired me to write The Power in Waiting is when I learned that I had a voice. Anytime you're a person that people just tend to gravitate towards me, and there's this, and I believe that someone on the line, well, people always call on you, they always pull on you, you're always that one they go to. That is not by happenstance, that God has placed something in your belly to release unto those people. But what ends up happening is we give out so much that we have nothing left for ourselves. So what I had to learn was how to balance that thing out. And so what inspired me was knowing where I come from, and then just the people that God was sending. And I said, okay, Lord, you know, you're sending these people, so obviously I have a voice, and he was leading me to share my story. And he let me know, nations, you know, so many people are struggling in different areas. Someone may say, well, my struggle is not homosexuality or it's not addiction. Okay, but it's something. Don't fool yourself, because we're all dealing with something, you know, no matter what it is, from the highest to the lowest, whatever, we're all dealing with something. So what inspired me is just wanting people to know that you can make it. Life is what you make it. It's all about choices. And I share in my book about how I made wrong decisions and what I had to, you know, the consequences of those. So that's pretty much what inspired me. It's just when I saw the Lord, just different things that I went through personally. And I tell people, anytime you want to identify your purpose, all you got to do is check the record and look at what caused you the most pain. And whatever caused you the most pain, your purpose is always wrapped up in that. I have a coaching program called Defining the Pearl in You, and that program is all about women. They think it's about, you know, oh, I want to write a book or I want to do a magazine because those are the things that I do. I said, okay, well, one thing I've learned is that if you don't have character and if we don't check you and get that stuff out of you, these high places that you want to go, your gift may take you there, but your character won't keep you, you know. The type of things, you know, just really wanted to inspire people and just let them know that contrary to what folk may say, contrary, you are not your issue. You know, God used your issue to give you a voice, but you're not. So that's what inspired me to write the book.
Well, I am excited to learn about your book, and I know that God is going to bless you for being able to be transparent and to share what you've gone through. And I also know that you're going to bless so many others with the ability to just speak out boldly about what God has done for you in your life. So the other things that I want to talk about tonight real briefly, and I know we only have 30 minutes, so I'm not like I talked to you about on the phone, you know, they go really quickly. But I want to talk about the magazine,
right.
Women of Standards, and I know that there are two parts to that. So tell us about that and how you got started and how long you've been publishing your magazine.
Awesome. Now, Women of Standard, that's my baby. You know, that is my baby. Oh, I mean, that's, I'm nurturing that thing. You know, anytime God gives you something from the ground up, and that too, you know, that's why I tell people, don't undermine your testimony. You know, do not undermine your testimony, because so many things will birth out of it. When I remember when I was struggling, you know, God said, you are a woman of standard, and I cried, on my mama. I'm telling you, I just did not. I said, wait a minute. He's like, you are a daughter of Zion. It's amazing. And I tell people all the time, God doesn't see you. He doesn't see your issue when he sees you. He sees you already refined, already finished. So that's why we got to stop being so hard on ourselves and just embrace the process, stop kicking and bucking, so that we can be who he called us to be. And so Women of Standard magazine is one where we empower and equip women on how to transform their pain into power. That goes back to how to identify purpose. You know, so we talk about those issues that, you know, it's not very popular where, you know, we talk about, you know, masturbation and just different topics that people kind of be like, ooh, you know, we talk about homosexuality, we talk about how to date, you know, and stay saved and do things the right way and do things God's way so he can honor it. There's so many publications out here that are full of junk. They're full of, you know, nothing. The magazine is almost like, you know, how the Bible is the sword of the spirit and that's your spiritual weapon. That's almost what Women of Standard is. It's full of scripture. It's full of knowledge for God's people, and even those that would never step foot in a church, they can pick up this publication and be empowered, strengthened, and educated. And so Women of Standard magazine is a double cover publication with Men of Standard on the other side. We just launched that in January, and so we're empowering our men. And, you know, men have a different eye, so we speak more about leadership, you know, being fathers, and different things like that. So that's basically Women of Standard, how we got started in doing it. October of this year will mark 2 years. So I'm living witness that whatever God has called you to do, don't look at what you don't have. The resources will come. The people will come. The doors will open. Let me tell this real quick. The very first interview that I had, I'm just Carla Cannon. I don't have any connections, nothing. So my very first interview was with Dr. Jamal Bryant. I've interviewed people from Dr. Jamal Bryant, Yolanda Adams. I mean, some amazing, amazing people. What's my girl name? Dwayne Wade's mother, Jalinda Wade, you know, NBA player, Miami Heat. Jalinda Wade. What's my girl name? So many people. What's her name? The singer, I Love Me Better Than That. Shirley Murdoch. You know,
okay.
God has really graced us and gave us so much favor. And so I tell people, don't ever feel like you have to hold on to the coattail of anybody, because when God has purposed you and he's positioned you, the favor will come, and that's better than money. So that's what women of standard and men of standard is about. I told you I was a natural encourager. I just had to encourage somebody. Because sometimes we have dreams and we think we really, if certain people aren't, we aren't attached to them, that they ain't going to come to pass. The devil is a liar. I ain't had nothing but a dream and a prayer, you know. And I said, okay, Lord, it's me and you. Hit up Dr. Jamal Brown on Twitter. Next thing you know, I was on the phone talking to him. So,
isn't that wonderful? Yeah. That is absolutely awesome. So I know that the ladies and gentlemen that are listening tonight, you are an inspiration to them as well. And you sound so happy and upbeat. And I can tell by the joy in your voice that you love what you do and you're loving the journey that God has ordained for you. So we have 14 callers on the line tonight. So I don't know if we're going to get to everybody, but we're going to take a little short break so that I can screen the call, and then we're going to come right back, Carla, with some questions from our callers. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you for holding. If you're just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Our special guest this evening is Carla Cannon, and she is an author, a CEO. She has several businesses. She's a magazine publisher. And we have callers on the line that are holding to ask her a question, and we're going to start with caller 313, and I'm going to put you on. Your mic is going to be turned on, and you can ask your question. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello, are you there? Okay. All right. So maybe they're not ready to speak. We're going to go to 252. Area code 252. Caller, you're on the air. Are you there? Okay. Now, Carla, sometimes the people just want to stay on the phone and listen to a chit-chat, and they don't want to be on the air, but that's okay with us, okay? So we're going to try one more caller. Okay. Caller, 404-953-2399. Are you there? Hello? Okay. All right, caller, since we're waiting for the callers, and sometimes they don't say anything, and I've had this happen 1,000 times, so I'm used to it. So don't worry about it. They just want to hear what the wonderful things that you're saying, and then later they'll send me a message. Issues Concerning Women is all about helping bridge the gap between women, the community, businesses, and organizations like yours. Tell me a little bit more about your enterprise, and I know it's Carla Cannon Enterprises. Can you tell us about that and how long you've been in business?
Okay, awesome. It's so funny because people often think I've been doing, you know, what I do for a very long time, and I have not. But one thing I tell people is that a surrendered yes is necessary. When you give God a surrendered yes, he will equip you. Not that I know everything, not that I'm the best his coach, not that I'm the best speaker, not that I'm the best preacher, but what I have is a heart, you know, for God's people, and I have an obedient spirit to do what God has called me to do. So Carla Cannon Enterprises basically consists of, the magazine is separate, that's a separate entity, Women of Standard and Men of Standard magazine. But under my enterprise, you have, you know, of course, I'm an author of The Power in Waiting, which again is available on Amazon.com right now. If you guys don't have it, go and get it. Look at the reviews. People are really blowing my mind. And also my coaching program called Defining the Pearl in You. Sorry, fellas, is for women only. And I know we have my brother on the line. He's been messaging me, so God bless you. But the Finding the Pearl in You is, you know, is my coaching program that I've launched. And you can go to www.definingthepearlinyou.com to learn more about it. And it's basically just to empower women and just to help get them on the right path. And ultimately, so many people are doing things to have people to gravitate towards them. Well, God is just using me, but my goal is to push them back into his arms, to push them back into a closer relationship with him, because I firmly believe that you can never know who you are until you first know who God is. And so the next thing that I have going on, I am a preacher, a woman of God. I wrestled with that thing. Boy, I have wrestled with that. But when it's in you, it's in you. You know what I'm saying? You can't fight it. You have to embrace it. And I know all the hell I went through, it just wasn't for no reason. And that fire that I feel, I know it's the Holy Ghost, and I know it's the anointing of God. So I've learned to embrace that. And then also, I am a motivational speaker. I believe God will take me to a nation to spread his word. I'm never afraid to speak what I hear. And I even teach those that are close to me to speak what you hear without hesitation. Speak what God says. And so that's basically my enterprise, being a his coach, which is a certified spirit-led Christian coach under my mentor, Nanette Floyd Patterson, awesome woman of God. And then an author, and that blessed me because I never thought I would be an author of a book. I never thought I could do that. I always thought the process was so hard, and it was so easy. Like, just having the right people and people that know what they're doing, and, you know, God gives you favor, and you just ask questions. And I knew I wanted to be a best-selling author. And so what do you have to do when there's something that, you know, you want to achieve? You connect with those that have already done it. So I connected with some best-selling authors, and now my book is a bestseller because I allowed those people to coach me. So you have to be coachable. You have to be teachable.
Yeah.
You can't think you know everything, you know. So that's basically my enterprise and exactly what I do.
Okay, great. That is awesome. So I'm going to try to get a question in since we have so many callers on the line tonight. We're going to go to 757-487-5486 and see if this male or female has a question for caller. Hello, are you on the line? Okay. All right, well, they just want to listen, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm going to open up one more microphone and see if I can get 786-356-2678 to get a question. Hello, caller, are you on the air? Hello? We're live on the air. Do you have a question for caller tonight? Okay, great. Well, that's okay. We're going to keep on talking. We had a few more minutes, and caller, I am just so excited to meet you over the phone, and hopefully one day we'll meet in person. My organization travels once a month to different locations, and in the month of October, we will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, for our Women's Leadership Conference, and I hope that you will be able to join us, possibly, and we'll get to meet in person if we don't meet before then.
Absolutely.
So I'm really looking forward to coming to Raleigh.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. So I know that being that you're in the ministry and being a preacher and a now, do you have a church, or are you just on the minister board?
Oh, no. Don't do that to me now. No, okay. I am a member at a local church. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise Jesus. I'm not a pastor. I'm just Carla. Really, and that's what I tell people. Don't be moved by titles. You know, focus more so on operating in that gift than the title. I've learned that we as people are so title-driven because we don't know who we are. So whether someone, that's why I love people like Joyce Meyer and Joseph Pritz, because you don't have to say pastor or evangelist. You can just call them by their name. You got some people now, Francine, you say Carla, you don't say Bishop so-and-so, and pastor correct you. Like me, I'm Carla. Because at the end of the day, it's just God. It's all about Jesus, and I'm nothing without him. You know, when people, even when people begin to praise you, you got to shift that praise right back and say, to God be the glory, because it's so easy to get caught up in that. Even with all the hype now about my book and all those things, I get on my face and I tell God, thank you, and I pray. I said, Lord, keep me humble, because there's some arrogant folk, but God resists the proud, you know, and give grace to the humble. So definitely don't have a church. That is not on my vision board. That is not a part of my vision. But, amen. But you can definitely connect with me online. You know, hey, God bless me to travel this great nation. So I'm looking forward.
Absolutely wonderful. So give the information where they can reach you on Facebook, and I know that you have a website, because we want people to be able to purchase the book. And where can we purchase it? Is it available just through you, or is it Amazon, or where can we purchase your book?
Right. You can actually, the easiest way at this moment is go to Amazon.com. You can purchase it, download it on Kindle for $3.99. Absolutely just $3.99, that's it. And then also you can purchase the paperback, which is $14.95 off of Amazon. So that's as far as the book. That's where you can go and get that. Well, my coaching program is DefiningThePearlInYou.com, and then my magazine is WomenOfStandard.org. And so it's a double cover, one magazine, $29.97 for the whole year. So you can't beat that. And so that's basically what I have going on. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Absolutely wonderful. We have a new caller. Let's see if they have a question. Area code 843-597-0374. You're on the air. Caller, you're
Carla,
on the air.
This is Elder Bellinger. How you doing?
Hi.
I hope I can get through and just say congratulations on your book. I'm excited. I'm purchasing the copy, and you know, you're just doing great things. I've been trying to push a lot of ministries through my realm of reach with young women. So, you know, it's just an inspiration to see what you're doing, and trust me, I'm telling everybody about you, so thank God for you.
Oh, bless you. Why do I feel like I know you? We have got to connect, man. I was told about you a while ago. So now you know who I am. We got to connect, man. I've heard your testimony. It was awesome. I'm so ready. Francine, you might want to look him up. I don't know the whole story, but maybe I'll give you information after the call. But I heard it was phenomenal, so I'm looking forward to hearing from you, my brother. And thank you so much. I'm truly humbled.
Great.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Where are you calling from, caller?
Somerville, South Carolina.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Well, thank you for tuning in to the show tonight, and tell your friends about Issues Concerning Women, and please continue to tell them about Carla, because she's going to be doing some wonderful things this year, and I know that God is going to continue to bless her and those that are around her. So thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad you held on and were able to get through.
Thank you very much. God bless you both.
God bless you.
Yes, that was absolutely wonderful. So I know that being in the magazine business and being an author, if somebody's listening tonight and they want to just tell them how it feels that you have finally decided to pursue your dreams, and if you can explain it in the next 2 minutes, how it has changed your life. Once you decided to do it, yes. Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell a preacher they got 2 minutes. You know that means 10, but I'm going to wrap it up. The only thing to wrap that up really quick is it's nothing like the peace of God. I tried a lot of things. I thought I wanted to be a nurse. I thought I wanted to be a fitness, you know, a lot of people don't even notice my sister's online, she's probably going to be shocked. But I used to think I wanted to be a health and fitness coach and, you know, there's so many other things. But I didn't know that God was going to use the very pain, all those tears I cried, being in my secret closet, praying that God delivered me and, you know, just didn't know who I was, trying to commit suicide, taking a whole bottle full of pills and nothing happened but a bad, you know, how you going to take a whole bottle full of pills and still wake up with a headache? I mean, come on, you know, so God definitely has a plan, or get in a car accident and drive 200 feet off the road only to be right in the midst of trees and don't hit nothing, come out with just a little splinter on my finger. So God definitely has purpose. And so the only thing I can say is that when you begin to operate in purpose and you begin to do what God has called you to do, oh my God, obedience is what brings the blessings. There is nothing like the peace that I feel at this moment. Oh, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. I mean, so I just encourage everyone to know it's not deep. It's not, you know, it is what it is. So whatever your passions are, start there. God will critique it. So often we try to get everything perfect before we step out. If I would wait until the magazine, I had all these billions of dollars to produce it like I want to, then I would never step out. But I said, hey, we're going to use what we have, we're going to reach who we can, and we're going to build this thing from the ground up, and we're going to work it. And so that's what I did. Even with the book, I just said, listen, I'm going to follow God. The first book I wrote, I thought that was it. God said, no, don't release that. That was just therapy. So now that I've cleansed you, now you can really write this book to empower nature. You know, so having an ear to hear God is nothing. That's just it right there. My 2 minutes is up, but that's just the peace of God knowing knowing that I'm doing what he has called me to do. It's nothing like it. I am a single mother. I love my daughter, and it blesses me to know that not only am I empowering others, but I can be a light to my daughter, where Nicki Minaj is not her role model. Beyonce is not her role model. When she writes things in schools and she has me reading stuff, she's putting down my mommy, Carla Cannon, you know, and so that blesses me. And so we even have to be empowering to our children, where they're not looking up to the secular artists, but they can look at us as their parents or their leaders or their as their role models. So those are my 2 minutes. I'm done.
Absolutely. Awesome. Good job, Carla. I want to thank you for being on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I know that we talk about real issues, real women, the situations that we go through. This is Women's History Month, the month of March. Yes, absolutely. It's also, today is International Women's Day, so I want to say to all of the women across the globe, whether you're in Russia, Australia, Japan, the Philippines, thank you so much. My sister's in Canada. I can't leave them out because they contact me all the time. We celebrate you all. Carla Cannon, I salute you for being a woman of God, doing the things that God has ordained for you to do. I continually know that God will continually bless you and that he has ordered yourself. And now you just need to walk in the path that he has ordained for you. Thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight. We had a total of 18 callers. It is awesome. Issues Concerning Women will be back on next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to speaking with you then. Carla, just give your information one more time where they can get the book and where they can contact you.
Amen. I'm Carla Cannon. You actually can reach me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/womenofstandard. My basic website is womenofstandard.org. If you're interested in my coaching program, definingthepearlinyou.com. I just want to say real quick, dreams are real. Sky is no longer the limit because there are no limits in God. Reach for the stars and just know that even if you don't, you know, do everything that it is that you wanted to do, that you, when you align yourself to operate in the full purpose of God and be in his will and not permissive will, then you'll achieve everything that he's created you to achieve. So just stay focused on God. Stop watching people. Facebook will fool you. Stop thinking that these people are really doing all that stuff and stop thinking, you know, stop comparing yourself to those people because that's a slap in God's face. When you compare yourself to others, be original, be authentic, be who he's called you to be bold, and most of all, to my sister Jasmine that is on the line, not just for her, but for many of you, be fearless, and God bless you.
God bless you all. Thank you so much. We tried to get some of the calls in, but thank you, 757. Thank you, 336 area code. Thank you, 718. Thank you, 908. Thank you for those in the chat room and for your questions. We're going to have Carla back on our show if she, you know, is willing to do that. I hope that
Absolutely.
She is. Okay. And because,
you sounded like you were hesitant. Girl, you know I'm here.
I was like, we might have to do an hour show just to get everything in and to get the questions answered. But everybody check Carla out on Facebook. Get her book this weekend. We know that you will be blessed by what she has to say. This is a young woman, a single parent, who is living her dream in 2013. Thank you all so much. This is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I will see you next week, Thursday night, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. God bless. Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless you.
Thank you, Carla.
You're welcome, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I look forward to speaking with you real soon. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.